hello, good morning. It isn't morning, it's good afternoon. Good evening, good nacht. Welcome to the episode 9, I think. Episode 9. Und I tray. Petwa pimp. Shwesh. Saith uth nye. I think it is nye, yes. Of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host Kevin Green of the Tools and Idiot fame and joined by the ever silent but ever sparkly, gorgeous, lovely, wonderful Marjorie. Hello, Marjorie. Marjorie. Don't you just love her? Oh, yes. We're getting fan mail for Marjorie. We are. Marjorie, you've got a fan. I have a message here. I have a message for you, Marjorie. Yes, from Bernard. Yes, you know, Bernard. Yeah, that one. I know you've taken the restraining order out, but no, he's still there. Good old Bernard. He'd like to see much more of you, Marjorie. Much more. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes, episode 9 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. That's Marjorie, just introduced Marjorie, yes. And we shall also be meeting Janice, the lovely Janice. The Jennies of... Yeah, hopefully she's dried out from last week when she fell down a well. Oh, dear. Mind you, I think she was all right afterwards when that lovely, lovely fireman hoisted her out. You know, she'd be able to climb up his long hose. Yes, she did very well there. Well done, Janice. We'll speak to you later. Today, we're going to talk about something else. We're going to go back to Rithin, I think. Back to Rithin. But in the meantime, some music. Well, that's suitably strange, Marjorie. Lovely, lovely, suitably strange, ethereal music. Well, yes, we have we're back to Rithin this time for another go at Rithin. It seems to be Rithin is absolutely full of spooks and paranormal stuff and carryings on. Well, we're going to Rithin Castle this time. Oh, yes, Rithin has a castle as well, as everything else. Now, Rithin Castle is fascinating. Fascinating. It's a luxury hotel now, but it was first. The first castle was built by Edward I in the 13th century on the site of an Iron Age hill fort, as often these things were, you know, right on top of the hill, Iron Age hill fort, stick a castle on it, lovely. And, now, in 1277, a little bit of history here, 1277, he gave the castle to Llywelyn ap Gruff. Oh, why? I have no idea. He just gave him the castle. Here, have a castle. Lovely. Thank you very much. He was then, Llywelyn was then ousted. He became a traitor to the crown. Well, there we are. And Edward gave the castle and lands to Sir Reginald de Grey. That would be Sir Reginald de Grey, that's better, for building the world's greatest army for him. Ah, Reginald de Grey, yes. Unfortunately, after that, years and years and years of decay and disrepair followed. This was years and years and years. If this were talking about the 13th century, it wasn't until 1826 when the Cornwallis West family bought the castle and built today's structure as we see it today. Yes. After that, it was used as a hospital for rare diseases, disgusting diseases, between 1923 and 1960. A fair old whack of rare diseases going on there. And after that, it was converted to a luxury hotel. This is when it starts to get interesting, because lots of reports of hauntings and goings-on happened after that. Of course, with people staying around and, you know, sleeping and stuff. Oh, yes, people started to see things and feel things, as you do in hotels. The Mole of the Most Fantastic. fantastic stories of the goings on paranormal wise in a hotel, in this hotel, in this luxury hotel, Rhythm Castle Hotel, is the Lady Grey. She's a most active spirit. Most active. She gets seen a lot, this one. Now this, the Lady Grey was a woman who had committed a murderous crime of passion. We like a murderous crime of passion, don't we? None of this bland porridge nonsense. Murderous crimes of passion with fire and madness. Guess what she did? Well, I'm going to tell you. She discovered that her husband was having an affair with a local peasant girl. She discovered them at it. She caught them at it. So what did she do? She grabbed an axe. She grabbed an axe and she hacked the peasant girl to death. Into hacked into little bits. It was horrific. Then, of course, Lady Grey went completely mad. Utterly bonkers. Lady Grey went utterly bonkers. She was arrested and tried for murder and executed, of course, in due course. Now, this, however, did not end there. No. Her spirit does not rest. No. Oh, yes, an apparition of a crazed woman. Is seen by guests, has staff. It sounds awful, doesn't it? She's been seen in the banquet hall, her favourite place, the banquet hall, and striding along the battlements of the castle hotel. She's there looking bonkers, and she's waving a sharpened axe about. She's waving this huge chopper. You would go, I'm not going here, look at the size of that chopper. No. Imagine you're up there for a quiet moment in the night. It's dark, romantic sky. Listen, there's this crazed woman waving an axe about. Like terrifying. And on the anniversary of the night of her murder. Not her murder. The murder she committed. That's right. She has been seen hacking the present girl to death. My goodness me. Isn't that horrific? Horrific. What else has been going on up there? Well, there's all sorts of other things that go on in this place. One of them is that one quite curious one is a ghost soldier seen wearing one glove. What's he done with the other one? Do you think he's wandering around looking for it? Do you think he is? Wandering around going, excuse me, have you seen my glove? My hand's cold. Do you think it's one of those? Do you think it's one of those? He's been seen wandering about looking lost. I'm not surprised. He's lost his glove. And also a little girl has been reported in the hotel. Running up and down the corridors of the hotel, knocking on people's doors. And waking them up. And when they get up, they see this little girl running away and giggling and then vanishing before their very eyes. Spooky stuff, don't you think? Spooky. But I wouldn't like to encounter that mad, crazed woman with a huge chopper. No. I like my hotels to be nice and quiet, thank you. Not having crazed women running up and down the corridors, waving axes about. That's not conducive to sleep, is it? Dearie me. It's also scary. What a scary place. This is a scary tale. That's because this is the Scary Tales from Scary Tales. No, it isn't. It's the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. Yes, it is. With your host, Kevin Green. This has been Kevin Green for the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. And we should be talking to the lovely Janice in a minute. I'm sure she'll be resting with that large chopper. Anyway, Marjorie, let's find some suitable music to go with a deranged woman waving a large chopper about. Thank you. Made funny, Marjorie. Yeah. Very deranged axe murderer music. Very good. Yeah, we'll keep it. I like it. It's fun. Now, let's see if we can contact Janice. Have you dried yourself out yet? Have you wrung your stockings out, love? Have you? Janice, are you there, Janice? Studio calling Janice. Are you there, Janice? Yes, I'm here in a very lovely room in the Rhythm Castle Hotel. Yes, it's very lovely. I've just had someone knock on my door. I went to the door and there was no one there. There was just the sound of giggling and a little girl running up the corridor. Little beast. You wait till I catch her in the morning. Oh, yes, don't worry. What else has happened? I don't know. I found a glove. Yes, I wonder, someone's lost the glove, perhaps. Yes, you never know, do you? And I went out for a walk. I think I'll go out for a walk. Yes. Oh, it's quite dark. I'm going up on the battlements, have a wander, have a look at the night sky. I'll have a look at the stars. It's lovely. Lovely up here. Lovely. Oh, isn't it lovely? I wish there was someone here with me. Well, that fireman from last week. He'd do. Oh, wait a minute. Who's this? Oh. Hang on, what's she got? She's got an axe. Oh my God! There's a woman with an. Look, she's waving the axe. Hang on a minute. She's waving that. Oh, we seem to have lost Janice there. We seem to have been cut off. Cut off. How appropriate with a woman with an axe. We seem to have been cut off from Janice. I hope she's all right. That sounded a bit dramatic, didn't it? Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. She's quite capable of looking after herself. She is a black belt in Tai Chi. Anyway, moving on. That was Janice, and very lovely it was. I hope she's fine. Yes, I'm sure she will be. And we'll see her again next week or on the next episode. Yes, all that remains for me to say is thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places, nearly forgot again, podcast. With your host, Kevin Green, with the ever lovely and sparkly Marjorie, with Janice, who seems to be about to be hacked to pieces by some malevolent spirit. We shall all return. There's also thank you to Bernard, yes, to writing a fan letter to Marjorie, although I don't think she appreciated it that much. And Lillian, where are you? Lillian from Bognor, please, get in contact. We need you to get in contact again. Lillian from Bognor, calling Lillian from Bognor. Thank you. We shall return again in glory very soon with episode 10. Whatever that is, I have no idea yet. But in the meantime, it's goodbye! We'll be right back.